Well, a primary school principal is concerned that proposals to cut nutritionists who work for the free school lunch program will compromise the quality of the scheme. RNZ understands proposed staff cuts at the Ministry of Education will include roles in the Ka Ora Ka Aukua free school lunch program. It's not clear how many roles are proposed to be cut, but it could be up to half of the team and include some nutritionists as well as those who evaluate the program. Ngāti Leonard is principal of Jean Batten Primary School in Mangere East and joins us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Morena, kia koe. Morena.
The cuts we are talking about here are for back office supporting roles, not the actual program. What are your concerns there based on your interaction with those people?
I suppose the whole program in itself, it's really frightening to think that that it's under threat. And it starts with those people who work in the back, but they're very, very important people to the program. They're like the backbone of the program that we deliver, and their knowledge, their support, their guidance is just invaluable, absolutely invaluable to the program and to the children that we serve.
Because are you touching base with them regularly? People might think this is a set and forget program. You set up the free lunches, they come in, and that's all that's needed.
and to be honest, when we first got into the lunches, we were unsure. It was unknown territory, and we weren't really sure how the nutritionists would impact our program. In saying that, they have been invaluable. They're regularly in contact with us, guiding us to ensure that the food that we put on the table or provide for our tamariki is of absolute nutritional value. And that's, we're mothers, we cook food for our children at home, but it's been a real learning curve of exactly what kind of food should be making up our daily meals. And it's been a learning curve for our community. It's not just the food, there is ongoing learning, but it all stems from that person who supports us and guides us with the food that makes up the lunches.
Is that a nice to have, though, when, you know, times are tough? Plenty of kids around the country go off to school without a nutritionally designed lunch.
Well, that's true, but the research out there talks about the type of food we put in our bodies and the output. So the input equates to the output. So if we're going to put real poor nutritional value into our body, then the output is going to equate to that. And that is probably the key to the lunches program. It's not just about putting food in front of children, which, by the way, gets them to school, which is another problem, but we're not talking about that one. But the nutritionists they are growing communities, and they're developing communities, which just the school, we can't cater for that. Nutritionists are not available just around the corner. So it's been a big community shift, particularly for our school and our community.
But that might be the cost of it when they're looking at cutting back, you know, everyone's having to make cutbacks, or the government departments, of keeping the actual physical food in the school, cutting back on these back office roles. I mean, that's what the government signalled it wants to do.
Yes, and you know, I know it's you weigh up all the social issues, you weigh up the economy against it, but there are so many snowballing effects that come from just putting food on in front of a child. There are so many social aspects that benefit from us being able to do that, ensuring our children get to school, ensuring they have a real nutritious meal in front of them, and then they are able to really work in the classroom. And that comes back to these people behind the scenes who regularly check in and make sure that we're not drifting off, and because sometimes easy cooking is not nutritional cooking.
Mm. Okay,
and
hey,
so,
appreciate your time this morning. Thank you very much. That was Ngāti Leonard, principal of Jean Batten Primary School in Mangere East.